Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well and that you were able to be with us last time. Yesterday, our big takeaway was that spiritually, Melchizedek is superior to Abraham. Melchizedek is superior to Abraham. And you want to keep that in mind. Do not worry, I will be reminding you of this great truth in the scripture. And you can always get the God Is podcast from godisministry.org and listen again. That is godisministry.org. I have been told that I pack a lot into our time, and so several listeners will listen to each episode more than once. I encourage you to do the same. That is why the free podcast exists. Take advantage of it. To really grasp the truth before us each new day, we need to hear it more than once. Today, we come at last to the first of four options for who Melchizedek was. You will hopefully remember that we read Genesis 14, verses 18 through 20, where Abram meets Melchizedek. And we emphasized 8 points concerning what we do know about him. And I told you that despite what we know, because the Bible clearly lays it out to us, despite what we know, there will be still more we would like to know, but there is this element of mystery standing in our way. Let me propose to you what has been proposed by scholars, theologians, pastors, Jews, and Christians who have come before us. I do not have any new or special or God told me to tell you insight that has never been thought of or written about, preached, or taught before. I adhere to this. If it is new, it is not true. I depend on those who have gone before, and then I pass on what is of value to you. I encourage you to keep an open mind as we talk and to really think for yourself as we walk through these options. Yes, I will give you my opinion, but I hope you will not just blindly accept what I have to say. Read the Bible for yourself. Think critically about what is being said. Ask questions. Find answers. My job is to be a well-researched teacher or guide, not a know-it-all. My prayer is that our time together on God Is will be just the start for you knowing God through His Word. Let's consider what follows together in a spirit of mutual learning and edification. Do you agree? Okay, great. Who was Melchizedek? Option number one. Melchizedek was Shem. And this may sound familiar. You might be asking yourself, where have I heard this before? Well, I cannot help you with all of your memory problems, but this one I can. And I have memory problems too. The older we get. Well, you heard it here. Last Thursday, 6 days ago, I mentioned the possibility that Melchizedek was Shem, and we talked about the Jewish tradition. And I said if Melchizedek was Shem, it is not strange that he would use the language God Most High and Possessor of Heaven and Earth, and that he would greet Abram in the manner that Melchizedek did. Remember that? Let me remind you who Shem, spelled S-H-E-M, was. He is an important person in the early chapters of Genesis, and he is mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in Luke's Gospel. He was the son of Noah, and he is either the eldest son or the most important, given his place in the list of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. When we look into the genealogies of the scripture, the early ones, we find that Shem's lineage produced the Assyrians, Chaldeans, Elamites, the Arameans, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, the Arabs, and the Hebrews. And the name Shem is associated with a word you will recognize, Semite or Semitic. When I say those words, you think of the Jewish people. These words denote the genealogy of Shem. Not too long ago, we talked about Shem's great-grandson, Eber, who was the father of people eventually called the Hebrews, which included Abram. I mentioned the Eblah tablets in this regard. Shem lived to the ripe old age of 600, and during his lifetime he fathered many children. Assuming no gaps in the genealogies in Genesis, Shem was alive at the time of Abram. He actually outlived Abram. It is certainly possible that Melchizedek could have been Shem, at least age-wise. And if this is true, then Melchizedek is a title rather than a name. Shem had the title Melchizedek. The Jewish tradition says that Shem was a king and a priest to those who had descended from him, and this according to the patriarchal model. But Melchizedek being Shem is mere speculation and raises several questions or problems. To begin with, why did the Lord change his name from Shem to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek being such an obscure name? And not only that, but then Scripture, all of Scripture, instructs us that Melchizedek is to be remembered as one of the Bible's most prominent people ever. Second, how is it that Shem came to live in the land of Canaan? The Bible says nothing of him migrating from the east into Judea, as Abram had done. We covered the pilgrimage Abram made. Genesis speaks of this, but nothing is said about Shem making a similar journey. And think of this. If Shem was living in Canaan, why did not Abram immediately go and find his ancestor when Abram entered the land? John Calvin says, quote, "If Shem dwelt in the land of Canaan, Abram would not have wandered such winding courses, as Moses previously recorded, before Abram went to salute his ancestor Shem," unquote. It is unthinkable that Abram would not have sought out Shem in Canaan. This is Calvin's point, and it is an obvious one. But perhaps the most obvious reason that Melchizedek was not Shem is found over in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 3. I am moving from the Old Testament to the New Testament and the book of the Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 3. And I want to read just the first part of this verse, which refers to Melchizedek. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Did you catch that? The writer of the Hebrews says that Melchizedek was without father, without mother, and without genealogy. But Shem was certainly not. Shem's mother and father are known, as is his entire lineage. So if Hebrews is to be believed, then Melchizedek was not Shem. Now, of course, our Jewish friends reject the book of the Hebrews. The rabbis wanted to argue against what is written about Melchizedek in Hebrews because there, and we will get to this, Melchizedek is presented as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jews reject Jesus as the Messiah. So, guarding against the biblical connection between Melchizedek and Jesus, Jewish scholars and writers, throughout their long and rich tradition, came up with the proposal that Melchizedek was actually Shem. But I disagree. Scripture makes no such claim, and it does not even make sense based on what I have said by way of the questions that have been asked. Despite efforts to make Melchizedek someone he was not, listen to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 3 and verse 36. Luke 3 is one of the genealogies of Jesus Christ, and guess who is in the lineage of Christ? Yes, Shem. I'm reading Luke chapter 3, verses 36 to 38. The son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch. And on goes the genealogy, and in verse 38 of Luke 3, we read, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Luke starts his genealogy with Jesus and then moves back and back through time and comes all the way back to Shem, which within a few generations brings us to Adam, the very first man whom we met back in the garden in Eden. It is significant who is in the genealogy of Jesus, and Shem is. So Shem is mentioned in a prominent list of names in the New Testament in Luke's Gospel. But a thorough reading of the book of Hebrews does not mention Shem in any way being associated with Melchizedek, and certainly not that Melchizedek was only a title that Shem possessed. Who was Melchizedek? Option number one, Melchizedek was Shem. My personal opinion, based in the study of all of Scripture, is that Melchizedek was not Shem. So then, who was he? We will get to our second option next time. Let me speak to Jewish people who are listening to God Is. I trust you pick up in my tone and in my actual words how much I respect you and the people in your lineage who have studied, written on, and interpreted the Hebrew Scriptures. I hope you have found that I have taken this proposal on Shem seriously. But as is so often the case, our disagreement comes down to Jesus. I unreservedly accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And through his gracious offer of forgiveness given to this Gentile sinner, that is me, Mark Swallow, I believe in Jesus with all my heart. As we proceed with our discovery of Melchizedek, and I hope you will join us for this, I will draw out of the New Testament and in this book of Hebrews the intimate connection Melchizedek has to Christ. Even though you will likely disagree with me on this, I invite you to keep an open mind and to write to me so we can have some dialogue on your perspective. Your perspective matters to me. So for all of us, come again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.